You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Manolo Gabbiadini to score and Southampton to win was 9-4, now 3-1. And Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win was 13-2, and that's been enhanced to 8-1. We talked about West Ham earlier on in the podcast being badly beaten by Manchester City. At the London Stadium once again, beaten 4-0 midweek, having been thrashed by them 5-0 in the Cup. But Southampton, Derek, were beaten 2-1 by Swansea on Tuesday and remain difficult to predict. And we've seen West Ham bounce back from those bad losses with good performances, yeah. Derek. So I wouldn't rule them out here.
No, that's it. That's the story of West Ham's season. Just when you think, God, could it get any worse for them? And, you know, these are going to be in trouble. Bilic, the manager's in trouble. And they bounce back with a great result that comes from nowhere. And the 4-1 to beat the Southampton side, that's, you know, pretty much similar. They blow hot and cold. It's yet again, I look at Southampton's price with William Hill and I'm scratching my head. What is it? What is it your odds compilers have got? I've Southampton got incriminating photos of your odds compilers or something, because they just love them. I'm not having them. I'm not having Southampton here. Okay, West Ham have been softened up by that, you know, hammering by Man City. But there were reasons for that. I mean, if you're going to give Man City acres of space to play in, like you do at the London Stadium, they love it. That's Man City's, the course and distance winners. You know, that's their favourite track. West Ham will be different at Southampton. I mean, because they are a capable side. They're no mugs and they shouldn't be 4-1 to beat Southampton. End of.
4-1 West Ham for Derek. All the talk about West Ham this season has revolved around Dimitri Payet and him not performing and that saga, Tom. But they've had problems defensively, really. They've conceded 40 Premier League goals this season after 23 games. It took them 32 games to concede that many last season. I know they were good last season, but it's not all been about Dimitri Payet not performing.
No, it's, you know, teams that struggle more often than not, it is about, you know, defensively, how bad they've been. And it's amazing how many teams in the Premier League, this has been a story for a number of years, because, you know, you look at how many teams are bad defensively. How many times do we look at a game and think, well, they're likely to concede a goal? And how come when we look at the Premier League and maybe you're looking at the top three or four teams, if any of them need a centre-back, it used to be years ago, there might have been 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, good centre-backs that maybe, you know, in playing in the Premier League that could have walked into a top 4 or 5 team. Now there's basically Van Dijk. I mean, that's the only one that people are looking at outside the top 4 or 5 clubs that could probably walk into those teams. And there's a real lack of quality there. I mean, Winston Reid's probably their best defender. And they have struggled. They've struggled defensively. There is certainly a little bit more unity about them. And away from home, I think West Ham are a team that enjoy their football away from home better. I know some people dismiss the London Stadium and the problems that that's caused to them, but I think it's so clear that they're not comfortable at home yet, and I think that's why away from home, of late, they've had some decent results. Draws at Manchester United and Liverpool, a thumping victory against, albeit a poor Swansea side. Okay, they lost to Leicester, and they beat Middlesbrough out of canter as well by 3-1. And I think on the counter-attack, I think they're really going to enjoy this game against the Southampton side, who are as inconsistent. But it's a Southampton side that have won 5 of their 11 home matches. So how can you bat them to win at 3-4? I don't care who they're playing against. That is a team that's not converting enough of their home games into victories, which is why, like Derek, I have to side with West Ham here. And I think Andy Carroll, again, is a kind of player that can cause them problems. And they've got a few injuries, Southampton as well. You know, people like Van Dijk, Rodriguez, Ward-Prowse, Charlie Austin continues to be injured. So I think they've got more problems than West Ham, and I think West Ham will win the game.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.